Let's check in with Bendigo Police now, and Acting Superintendent Brian Hansen is with us. Brian, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks. I guess at least initially a successful outcome in terms of policing after that incident that we saw in Bendigo for early hours of Saturday morning.
Yeah, that's right. A pretty good response from our local, a collaborative effort, I suppose, from our local work unit here at Bendigo, which we've now seen three people charged in relation to that incident. So they'll appear before the court in due course.
Yeah, well, we can't really say much more about that one because it's before the courts, but we can talk about Hoon driving in general, and it's still a problem. I mean, I don't know how you get through to people the dangers of Hoon driving.
It is. It really is dangerous. It's not only dangerous to the public, but the people who participate in this type of activity as well. And it just draws everybody into it. It could be landowners, property owners. It could be people that are in the back seat, and people that are just standing bystanders, whether they be innocent or not. It has a long-reaching effect.
Yeah, and no doubt it would be not only an area of concern for police, but an area that you'd keep a close eye on as well.
Yeah, it's something that we do monitor. It's always a focus for us. There are varying areas of interest within our community which seem to attract people to engage in this type of activity, and we're constantly monitoring that. And and from time to time, we conduct operations specific to combat that activity.
I know you can't generalise, when I say one can't generalise, but I would suggest that every time I see a mid-80s old Commodore or Falcon sitting about 3 inches off the ground, the radar goes up anyway.
Yeah, well, some of those are antiques now, so...
That's true.
Yeah, so it's worth a bit of money too.
Some of us are antiques too, Brian, but that's another story.
Yes.
Yeah, well, it is Road Safety Week, as I said, and I guess just other general things. You know, I saw two incidents yesterday. A bloke absolutely right up the clacker of had a big trailer on, so he couldn't see anything in front, decided he wanted to sneak into the left lane. They'd all stopped. And I tell you what, he was a bee's whisker away from planting it into the back of the car that was stopped in the left lane. And one again that we're just coming off Bridge Street, where there's actually a U-turn in the lane as well as turning right. I went to take the U-turn. The person behind me was obviously thinking I wasn't going to, and they came in hot. And again, I suggest it was more luck than good management that stopped that. So it's just, it's just common sense things. I know we keep saying this, Brian, but it really does boil down to don't try and think what somebody else is going to do.
Yeah, exactly right. And as you say, Road Safety Week this week, and it really is a reminder that we, when we're driving, we have to be totally aware of our surroundings and our environment. If you're towing a trailer, or you're in heavy traffic, or you suddenly find yourself with a truck on in front of you, and one on the side of you in another lane, you really have to be aware of your surroundings and what's going on, so that you can drive accordingly.
Yeah, indeed. Now, next Wednesday, a week tomorrow, there's a big community safety forum, which we have mentioned before, but give us the details of that again.
Yeah, so the Deputy Commissioner's Office is inviting members of the public in the Bendigo area to come to a forum where they can participate in a gathering to discuss local issues here. There'll be some talking points or some topics that will be up for discussion, which the members of the local management team and the Executive Victoria Police Executive Command will talk and present, but there'll be a real opportunity for the local public to come along and offer up any points of interest that they feel are relevant for the local community.
So how can people register or get involved if they want to?
Yeah, so it is open, as I said, to the broader public. So if you'd like to register your interest, I have an email address, which is bendigo-comsafe, C-O-M-M-S-A-F-E-MGR@police.vic.gov.au. If you send an email to that address, you can register your interest. And if you have any specific questions, we'd be quite happy to reply to that to your question.
Right. Well, this interview will go up onto our website, so people can grab that if they didn't jot it down then off the interview on the website. So good luck with that one, Brian. And as always, thanks very much for joining us on the show.
Not a problem at all. Thank you.
All the best to you. Brian Hansen, Acting Superintendent Brian Hansen from Bendigo Police.